Members of the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition hosted a rally Monday morning in Huntington. Clark Davis has more about their efforts to shed light on the transfer of wastewater on river barges.
The Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition hosted a group from the Northern Panhandle called the Willing Water Warriors. This group of Willing Warriors organized after a wastewater treatment plant was proposed to be built near Willing. Since then, they have led a charge that includes organizing the Great Ohio River Relay. Robin Mahonin is with the Willing Water Warriors.
We are opposed to fracking. We're opposed to the environmental damage that it causes, and in particular, our water. We need water for life. You can live without gas. We've done it as a species for thousands of years. You cannot live without water.
Participants of the Great Ohio River Relay are passing a baton the length of the Ohio River.
Excuse me, I get very happy when the baton comes in.
After receiving the baton, members of the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, or OVEC, brought the baton by bikes to downtown Huntington. Robin Blakeman is with OVEC and helped organize the rally.
The Great Ohio River Relay is a baton relay, moving a baton by people-powered means, bicycles, canoes, kayaks, rollerblading, whatever, the entire length of the Ohio River. Started in Pittsburgh on September 14th and is now in Huntington. But they're trying to get it all the way to Cairo, Illinois.
Once they received the baton in Huntington Monday morning, members of the OVEC and the Willing Water Warriors held a small rally with around 15 people. They're spreading the word about plans that may be in the works to transport wastewater from deep shale gas sites by barges to wastewater treatment plants like the one proposed in Willing. The activists hope to alert the public to the dangers of transporting the wastewater in barges that travel the Ohio River. Mahonin says the relay has meaning for each of the groups that will play a part in passing the baton.
It's a symbolic thing, for one. For another, it unites all of the fracking activists along the river, and I think that's something that's very important right now. We have had some small victories in some towns, but you only hear about it in those towns. And a lot of people in the city still don't know what fracking is or what it means.
After the rally concluded, which included singing, and speeches from different members of the two groups,
I have no idea what it's like. It's absolutely unbelievable, the noise.
The baton was transported from the rally across the 6th Street Bridge in Huntington over to a boat ramp on the Ohio side of the river. From there, it was passed off to be taken by a canoe a few miles down the river to Ironton, Ohio. Vivian Stockman is with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition and hopes that this makes people think about the source of water they have in the Ohio.
What we are hoping people will do is think about where the water comes from, think about the fact that water truly is life, and what we are doing in terms of extreme energy extraction to water, and what we should be doing for protecting water, protecting human health.
OVEC volunteers are passing the baton from Point Pleasant to Greenup, Kentucky. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.